Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
And the point of this scripture is he's telling us to study his word. You have to compare scripture with scripture. The Bible interprets itself because it's the Spirit. It giveth life. Man cannot interpret it. It takes the Holy Spirit to interpret it. And I'm telling you, as the Bible said, there are certain brands that when Paul and them was speaking, they searched the scriptures daily to see whether those things were true. When someone is standing before you, are you searching the words that they are saying to see whether they're true? I pray that as I stand here, you don't take my word for it, but you get into God's word and study it. And if you see me lacking and something not right, please tell me. You at least owe that to me. But stand upon God's word. God's word is to be studied. It is not a novel or a magazine. And the good news is that we need to keep the faith. Romans 1:17 says this. And I'll end with this. Romans chapter 1, verse 17. It says, "For herein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. And as it is written, the just shall live by faith." Folks, we are in a time right now that we have to stand upon something solid. And the only solid thing that we have is those scriptures we had when God said His word is forever settled. Well, if it's settled, we can stand on it. We can live on it. But if you're standing on something that is other than the solid rock of Jesus Christ, you will sink. So I urge you tonight, the Spirit is encouraging you tonight to study the Word of God. We have a promise that God's Word is forever settled. He already said He magnified it above His name. He tells us that it brings salvation, it produces faith, and it produces spiritual growth. And Christ said it is spirit and it is life. And even though the enemy is attacking, we can have confidence that He has preserved this Word. And He tells us to keep the faith. And I charge you tonight to keep the faith. So your homework for next week, and it will be good, we're going to dive a little bit deeper, is to tell me how many times did Jesus raise someone from the dead. That's a good study for you. And then look up 2 Timothy chapter 2, 15 in three different translations. This is Bible study, right? Oh, you want to study with me?
Yes.
All right, well, let's stand. Thank you. Let's stand and we'll close out. Father God, is once again that we come in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. And Lord, we are just so excited about your word tonight. Lord God, you said your word is magnified above your name. And it is forever settled in heaven. And it is life. And it is spirit. Lord God, even though the wicked one has attacked it, caused doubt and confusion, you promised to preserve your word from generation to generation. And Lord God, you told us to keep the faith because we can trust in you. Lord God, it is my prayer tonight that everyone do their homework, Lord God, and study. And let's get in this thing together. And Lord God, as we even talked about last week, setting up a standard. Lord God, the only way we can set up a standard, we have to be on your word and nothing else. We have to shore up the things that are around us and our walls that have been torn down. We ask that you rebuild them. Now, Lord, we thank you for all those that came tonight. Help us get to our destination safely. And we'll thank you for all you do. For it's in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.